19-year yields and a frozen housing market, the financial stress picture. The 30-year Treasury auction this week drew the highest yield since 2007, reflecting persistent investor demand for higher compensation to hold long-dated U.S. government debt. The 30-year mortgage rate reached a 2026 high of 6.49%, according to Freddie Mac's weekly survey, up from 6.43% the prior week. At that rate, the monthly payment on a $400,000 mortgage is roughly $2,520, compared to approximately $1,700 at the 3% rates that prevailed in 2021, nearly $10,000 more per year in carrying costs on a mid-range home. Bloomberg published a warning that governments globally face a debt crisis with no obvious backstop, arguing that central banks, which served as lenders of last resort during the 2008 financial crisis and the COVID shock, have limited capacity to reprise that role in an environment where inflation remains persistent and rates remain elevated. Meta's shares fell on news of a $145 billion AI spending plan, reflecting investor skepticism about hyperscale infrastructure investment after years of being asked to trust that capital outlays in cloud, metaverse, and now AI would eventually justify themselves. Federal investigators simultaneously widened their price-fixing inquiry across the meat and egg industries, with the cases centering on Sherman Act Section 1, whether competitors communicated and agreed, explicitly or implicitly, to coordinate pricing. Amazon is separately undercutting FedEx and UPS with lower shipping rates. Whether that eventually draws antitrust scrutiny depends on whether regulators conclude the pricing is predatory or simply reflects logistical scale advantages. Trump's financial disclosure revealed millions in defense stocks held amid the Iran policy push, generating conflict of interest questions that oversight bodies are expected to address.